Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby.
Stop it, Rich. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There are other hires going on around the NFL. Boy, it has been interesting to say the least. We are Dukes and Bell. Today we got introduced to Kevin Stefanski, the new head coach of our Atlanta Falcons. Matt Ryan was there as well. And as we said, both join Andy and Randy. You'll get a chance to hear those interviews coming up as we move through the show. But Mike, we got to get our listeners caught up on all the other things that are going on around the NFL, because we've been saying, first of all, no one's still taking this Browns job. Just so y'all know. And look, I think it's...
Can you get AI or like ChatGPT to write your essay?
I just think it's an indictment of what's been wrong. Right. I really do.
No, it is a microcosm. When you're basically trying... That's you do your homework on the coach. You eyeball him. You get him in the town for 24 hours. To sit there and have a grown man write an essay on why he wants to be a head coach, you got to be freaking kidding me.
It's dumb. It just is. Talk to people, get to know people, Mike. Right. Feel good about people, hire people. That's what this is. It is not brain surgery. With that said, though, Titans are now set to hire former Giants head coach Brian Daboll as their offensive coordinator, contingent upon him not getting the Raiders head coaching job. So remember, it's Browns, Cardinals, Raiders. Bills have been filled. We're going to talk about that in just a sec. So apparently Brian Daboll is cool with going to be the coordinator and developing a young Cam Ward with the Tennessee Titans if he doesn't get the head coaching job with the Raiders. All right. With that said, let's talk about the Bills situation, because the Bills have officially named Joe Brady their new head coach. I got to be honest, shocked.
So let me get this straight. You fire a guy that's, again, he's done everything but win the Super Bowl. Again, if not for Patrick Mahomes, you probably may have one. But, and I'm not a big fan of McDermott. I'm just, you know, playing devil's advocate here. So you have the press conference where the owner jumps in and says, the coaching staff, they wanted Coleman. They were the problem. And then you hire the offensive coordinator who also wanted Coleman to be your head coach.
That's right.
Okay.
Makes no sense.
So Pegula, you know, at the taxpayer's dime, he's pretty smart. He's got a free stadium, but not the sharpest knife in the drawer to put that out there. It's like, I understand you have to go through the Rooney Rule procedures, and you hope that that's more than window dressing for some of these teams, and maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But is that your intention all along, just to move up? How uncompelling is that? Joe Brady, who couldn't maximize the talent you had with Josh Allen all these years, now he's going to call the shots? Makes no sense to me.
It doesn't. This is what I'm saying. Like, thanks for going outside the box, guys. Thanks for bringing in fresh eyes for Josh Allen. And apparently, Mike, Josh had a big say in this. So maybe him or his relationship with Joe Brady played a huge role in this. But, yeah, it just, that one is like, does that really make you feel like they're going to advance to the next level? Like, I don't feel that way. Either way, that's the hire. And then the interesting thing about the Daboll situation is, Mike, Robert Saleh, this is a smart play. He knows defense. He needs to go get somebody that can help him develop a quarterback and be really good offensively. Dable's shown that. Look, with the Giants, head coaching and being a coordinator, we've talked about this, two different things. So I think that's a smart play by him. But again, that's if Daboll doesn't get the Raiders job. So we'll wait to see there. But guys, it looks like the Browns is going to be the last job to fill. That's what it feels like. The Cardinals are like hinting that they like various guys that have interviewed. Obviously, the Raiders with Tom Brady, I think they're in this – right now, Mike, this field of candidates that they really like, and I think it's probably going to happen here, obviously before the Super Bowl. I don't know where the hell Browns are going. I just don't. And now they're bringing in guys that you've never heard of.
Right. Now you're getting to, like, passing game coordinator?
Yes.
So that's, I mean, passing game coordinator? I mean, you're not even the quarterback's coach or the OC, so now they're literally going down the line. I mean, you'd be better off throwing some money at Marcus Freeman. You know, if you're Cleveland, in all seriousness, and I like him.
I mean, leave Notre Dame for a bunch of money.
That would be more impressive to offer him, like, you know, whatever, you know, John Harbaugh got to go to the Giants and save your face.
Yes,
because now to your fan base, you truly look like a bunch of clowns. I would love to know how many people were streaming the Falcons press conference today up in Cleveland, because look, they live for that team up there. You guys know how it is; it's a religion up there. And a lot of folks feel that, you know, that Stefanski, you know, either they were too close to it or they saw some good and some bad. But they're now looking and realizing, man, we are a mess. We are a disaster of an organization. And if Stefanski comes down here and wins in the first year, you know, and we do, granted, we've got some talent, you know, then they're going to say, wow, we are a disaster. I don't know where Cleveland goes now. And who's going to take it?
I don't either. Todd Monken reportedly still in the mix for the Browns head coaching job, but he could have jumped at that weeks ago. I mean, remember, Harbaugh was fired pretty much immediately after the season was done. And, Mike, there's been weeks now that have passed. If Todd Monken wanted that job and was a real candidate, I think he could have taken it. Is he just holding out to see what else is going to happen? I feel like they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. It's Dukes and Bell. Mm. It's 4th-and-1, guys. We go around the league. More on Kevin Stefanski and Matt Ryan talking today down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and their comments in regards to our football team. But just so you're caught up, Joe Brady, Bills. Steelers, Mike McCarthy. Jesse Minter, Ravens. John Harbaugh, Giants. Obviously for us, it's Coach Stefanski. The Dolphins hired Jeff Hafley. He came from the Green Bay Packers as a DC. And then the Titans have Robert Saleh. That leaves the Browns, Cardinals, Raiders jobs still open.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about Raheem Morris, you know, in the running for the a couple of these jobs now.
Sure did.
Yeah, at least on the short list. So, look.
I think the Cardinals was one of the jobs he
And that's another one. And the perception on the Cardinals, you know. I mean, and they're moving on from Kyler Murray, right?
I would think so.
I mean, I think just like Tua, I think that you're just going to have to – the quarterback contract has gotten so ridiculous. It's just you're going to take that hit in the cap. But you look at what Peyton was able to do with the Broncos after Russell Wilson's dead money hit, and still you got to draft the right guy. But, yeah, the Bidwells have a bad rep, too. That's an organization that, like, they made a Super Bowl, almost beat the Steelers, but that's the high watermark for that franchise. A lot of dysfunction.
Real quick, can we go back to Joe Brady just real quick as we discuss this? Sometimes you fire to improve. This is what you should do. You should fire someone to improve your situation. Brady doesn't feel that way to me, Mike. It just feels like you're filling in a blank. It doesn't feel like they've improved. Like, when you talk about some of these other hires around the league, right, even if you don't think they're the guy, you feel like, okay, like the Steelers. Say what you want about Mike McCarthy. And for Mike and I, we didn't necessarily want him here. But that's not a downgrade for the Steelers. With his experience and what he's done, like that makes sense for them to go there, right? You're not just filling in the blank.
But is it settling?
Well, no, I don't even feel that way. Even the Harbaugh Giants hire, right? I think they've upgraded. This is what you're trying to do if you fire somebody. I don't feel that way with the Bills. You literally just went, okay, McDermott can't get us there. And you looked around the room and you went, Joe Brady, you're up next.
Well, that's
what is that?
Because you're basically taking a guy who's done everything but dot the I, and you're saying that vision didn't work, but you're not blowing the vision out of the water. So you're saying, McDermott was just that much of a jerk? The hard butt, you know, the guy? I know the owner certainly made you think that he was running roughshod over the GM, which we later found out that the GM was on board. So there you go. It's amazing when you go from team, and the Bills are considered one of the better organizations in the league. How much weirdness goes on, dysfunction between the owners and the coaches. The mission statement shouldn't be that complicated, right? I'm arguing with a guy right now on Twitter about he's still defending Fontenot. It's over, guys. Forget it.
How? Why?
I mean, Fontenot did some really good things here. That defense, he goes, that defense is great. Okay, we didn't make the playoffs, guys, in 5 years. I'm sorry. Hopefully, Penix Jr. reaches the highest heights. But right now, the Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix decision is the dumbest thing in the history of NFL front offices, bar none. Okay? Troy Anderson was a second rounder. Pitts was a bad pick. 2 years out of five for Pitts is not good enough for me. Now we'll see what the new regime thinks about it, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I think most GMs bat 500. But when you don't, you don't get three coaches. Carl brought it up earlier. And I just don't think people appreciate just how awful the Penix Cousins move is thought of outside of 285.
404-726-0929. You are more than welcome to hit us up. We'd love to talk with you on the show, not only about what Matt had to say today, but Coach Stefanski. And as I said to start the show, you feel a little bit better? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple of calls to say, yeah, man, I do. I think this is going to be a nice marriage. And, yeah, I'm excited to see where this goes. I just think, Mike, immediately in this instant gratification world that we live in, you look at a guy's record and you go, bum. And it's just not that easy. Not in this NFL world. It's not. There are a lot of reasons why guys don't have success. And that's why I keep bringing up this Cleveland job that nobody apparently wants. Is that a coinkydink? 404-726-0929. You can hit us up. Find Mike at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Big O, can we hear Matt talk about the references and how they talk to a bunch of people? Mike brought this up to start the show, too, as he said he thought this was interesting by Matt to say, hey, we talked to former players and coaches and all this stuff. These references, I think, really help Kevin Stefanski. And again, right. It gets you past the record. What's he like on a day-to-day? How does he deal with people? Is he a jerk? Is he a guy to get stuff done?
Is he a guy who burns the midnight oil? Is he a guy who puts the extra work in?
You're right.
You know, I mean, look, I'm not talking specifically, but there's been people that have come through Flower Branch that were sometimes not exactly, you know, those guys that were going to put in the extra hour. You know, sometimes that happens too. You know, and that reflects on the big picture of, you know, I like this guy. He did this, he did that. But at the end of the day, we're moving on.
It's a full commitment, Mike. We know this. I mean, like, we make fun. The reason why Belichick had all that success, guys, yes, he had Tom Brady. But everybody will also tell you that Belichick was the first guy in the building and the last guy to leave. That commitment to, I don't give a damn about anything else, including my family or my marriage in some cases, Mike. It's just a sacrifice that some of these guys are willing to make. And if you are and you're fully committed to these kinds of jobs, then more likely you're going to have the kind of success you need. You can't be like, well, you know what? I got to be out of here today at 3.
Right. Remember Spurrier? When Spurrier took the, then it was called the Redskins job. I heard a previous coach used to sleep here at night, had a cot. How'd that work out? Well, how'd it work out for you, Steve? You know, you can't play golf, you know, 5 days a week and coach an NFL team. You know, you really get it. You're gonna have to put the work in.
All right, man.
He's a brilliant coach.
No, he is, but you're right. That commitment, but you know what? They cut him a big check. He already was successful. Right. He wasn't willing to do those things anymore.
Eventually, someday, some way, Kirby will do that too. I know Georgia fans don't want to. I'm not saying it's gonna happen next year or in 5 years, but at some point, someone's gonna come to Kirby and say, hey, now, coach, you're making $15 million a year. You want to do it? Because everybody wants to see if their stuff works at the next level.
Let's hear Matt talk about Stefanski's references.
You know, it's not one specific thing. You know, I think all of us went into this with a really open mind of trying to find who's the best person to take this football team and this organization forward. We had a number of different metrics that we were looking for. And sometimes you have a good feeling after an interview or a discussion, and then you go back and you look at your notes and you take a look at some of the metrics that you find important and how they stack up. But I would say more important than anything was the reference work that we did. And as impressive as Kevin is, and as much as I enjoyed the conversations that we had, the reference work, not only by myself, but the entire research committee, of going through and talking to former players, talking to former coaches, talking to different people around the league that knew Kevin from different stops along the way, it all started to line up. And I really think that was the biggest thing. The feeling that we were getting was matching up with the reference work that we were doing. And so that was more where I felt like things started to align.
So let me tell you a secret, too. Because I know we all trip out about these consulting firms all the time. That stuff that Matt's talking about is the stuff that the consulting firm provided. It's who he worked with, how the hell does he know that guy, and this is a guy you should call.
Right.
Those are the things that Matt Ryan walking into this job would not know.
Right. You think Matt's going to make 2,500 phone calls?
No way.
And I know that it does. You said it, Carl. It's a dirty word for so many folks of ours who listen to work in business.
But that stuff matters.
That's the due diligence they do.
Yeah.
And here's the dossier. But Matt also has relationships around the league. They hear this too anecdotally from people he knows.
For sure.